The Business Bunker.
Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, February the 7th. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews. She's back. It's the stonking Jewel Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Who has a bog brush in her hand.
Yes, it's not just any bog brush, though, is it? It is from
Tenterton Toilets bog brush.
From the lovely Laura.
Yeah.
And you know, I needed a clean one, I have to say. Because you know, after a couple of months...
I could do with a good clean through. What? Well,
you know, after a couple of months, when you, especially when you have boys in the house.
Paul, oh, here we go.
They can get a little bit, you know, tacky, can't they? So having a clean
Lost
one...
Lost me there.
Having a clean loo brush is fabulous. This is great. Do you know what I do? A little tip for a toilet, queen of toilets. I put some eucalyptus oil in the bottom. So that's probably a bit extravagant if you're doing lots of toilets like you do.
In the bottom of what?
In the bottom of this.
Oh, I see. I've got the wrong end of the stick with that.
Not in my bottom. No, in the bottom, Paul. And then every time you whisk your toilet brush out, Laura,
right.
You'll know about this, you get this lovely waft of eucalyptus and you feel like you're...
Tunes.
Yeah. You feel like you've been transported back like a little koala bear up a tree.
Right, okay.
Eucalyptus oil.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah. I'm sure you'll take that on board, Laura, and incorporate it into your schedule.
Yeah, I absolutely will.
Yeah, of course you will.
Very excited to meet you, to get this lovely toilet brush.
Anyway, so as you can tell, listener, she is back, which means that the show format's going to go to pot because she's going to talk all the way through it as normal. Absolutely.
I'm not driving all and this way from Whitstable to just sit here like a lemon.
I've really set myself up for a problem here because I've got Jules and Nettie Bun. So it's a double hit. It's a double whammy, isn't it, Nettie?
Oh, yes.
And we've got cakes.
Yeah. We've got cake.
Oh, we're celebrating Laura's birthday, which is going to be on Thursday. And she brought in some lovely cupcakes. And
21.
Yeah, absolutely.
But she baked herself.
She baked them herself, obviously. They're and delicious. I've just eaten one and Jules has just had the other five.
Yeah. So we're a little bit sugared out now, listener.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, we'd like to hear from you, the listeners out there in business land, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can, in fact, call me on 01233-220035. That's Ashford, 01233-220035. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and use the hashtag BBunker. That's hashtag BBunker. Interact with you live on the show.
And the Twitter lines are already whamming open. We've got lots and lots of tweets coming in.
Have we reached the trillion mark yet,
probably,
do you think?
Probably, yeah.
I think we're over a trillion now, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Now, who might our sponsor be this week?
Our sponsor this week is ZC Social Media.
The lovely Zoe Cairns.
The lovely Zoe Cairns and her team, her growing team. The business is growing like mad at the moment. And I've got a few things to read out later on about the type of events that she's got coming up. Including one today. I think she's got an event later on today. So
she's always on the telly now, isn't she?
I know. She's world famous.
Yeah. Rocking.
We're
absolutely
lucky to know her, aren't we?
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, we knew her, didn't we, Paul? Down in our first old studio when she was a little thing.
When she was a little girl.
Yeah,
exactly.
She came in little bobby socks and with her mummy. And now look at her.
Absolutely.
Rocking.
International superstar.
And just to announce our guest today, which Paul Andrews, of course, won't because he doesn't like doing it.
Because it's your job, yeah.
So we have Laura Napper from Tenterton Twilight and also Tenterton Toilets, who's going to tell us all about what she's up to in Kent, cleaning and making things sparkle. We have the lovely Mark Little, who's going to be telling us about his virtual reality gizmos, which I'm really, really excited. He's got one, looks like a zebra. I'm very excited about that because I can take that to Africa, hopefully. We have, of course, the lovely Annette Bunn from Rift Accounting.
Hello.
And I believe later on we're hearing an interview from Hacks, the Mike.
We've got Mike Hacker and Paul Blair from the Video Impact Summit that I went to on Friday. And we've got a Vox Pop interview with them that I recorded while I was there.
Did they video you while you were recording?
Yeah, they did actually. Yeah, they videoed me recording them. They did, in fact, do that.
It's quite unusual for a man to be able to multitask, but they obviously managed. So well done, Hacks.
Mm. So we've got loads of things to crack on with. And I'm going to start off with this. It's a reminder from Andrew Cassell of New Appointments Group. And he's asked me to remind you about the Kent CIPD HR Awards dinner for 2017.
What does CIPD HR stand for?
CIPD is the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development. And HR is human resources.
Yeah.
So the CIPD is the professional body for HR practitioners. And it's their Kent Branch Awards Dinner on the 23rd of March from 7 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. at the Ashford International Hotel. It's an awards evening for HR professionals. And Kent CIPD are putting on a fabulous evening, starting with a drinks reception. I'm going to need my glasses for this because the writing's a little
Small. I've never seen you with glasses. Have you not? See, no. I haven't seen you for ages.
Yeah. There'll be a delicious three-course meal with wine, a short talk by Andy Lancaster, who's Head of Learning and Development Content at CIPD, and then the awards. And they're going to be making awards for Kent practitioners, remember, for HR Team of the Year, HR Leader of the Year, HR Rising Star, Innovation in Recruitment, Excellence in Leadership and Development, Leadership and Development Professional of the Year, Consultancy of the Year, Student of the Year, Employee Engagement Initiative Award, and the HR Professional of the Year. If you want to get involved with the awards dinner, you contact the Kent branch of the CIPD and you can get your tickets from them. So thank you very much. That's from Andrew Cassell, who's the Director of Marketing at the fabulous recruitment business, Kent's leading recruitment company, New Appointments Group. So thank you for that, Andrew. Jules,
sounding
I think
good.
You can do something.
Yes, I will. Come and join us for our launch party. Now, who is this? This is the George Inn in Lower Street in Leeds. Really? Leeds? That must be Leeds in Kent?
Leeds, as in Leeds Castle.
Okay. I was going to say, A up and get my whippet ready, but no, it's Leeds in Kent. So come and join us, they say, for their launch party, which is on Tuesday, February the 7th at 7 p.m. You get a free glass of sparkling wine on arrival. I'm sure that'll be Kentish wine as well. Hear from guest speakers and owner of Discover the Vine, Rowena Horton. And she's going to give you a taster of the exciting events coming up in Kent. If you want to know more about the wine you're drinking, click book. So they've got a little website here that you can click onto, which is discoverthevine.co.uk. And as I said, it's Tuesday, February the 7th at 7 p.m. And it's at the George Inn, Lower Street, Leeds. That's M for Mother, E171RN. Diary date there. That's tonight, Paul Andrews.
Absolutely. Yeah, right. Cheers. So get along there for some wine tasting and stuff.
Why not enter your business in Canterbury Business Awards coming up in March? This will be held at the Spitfire Ground in Canterbury, which is a cracking venue. You need to go to businessawardskent.co.uk and enter your business into those Canterbury Business Awards. Details of that will be on Kent Business Radio, of course.
Cool. I've had a tweet from Roger Snapper.
Oh, is he a photographer?
However did you guess? It was either that or a fish, really, wasn't it? Yeah, and the photographer was more likely. Yeah,
I don't know many Roger Fishes.
Yeah, it's Roger Crosby, is known as Roger Snapper on the Twitter. And he says, hi, Paul. Hi, Business Bunker. Could I have a shout out, please, for my next photo workshop? Get to know your SLR camera. Move off the auto and take control. It's happening on February the 26th on the Medway City Estate. It's a paltry 65 quid to do it. And that includes a cold buffet and cake.
Oh,
what's
well,
not to like?
Exactly.
Let's do it. All the details can be found at Roger's website, which is rogercrosbyphotographic.co.uk. That's rogercrosbyphotographic.co.uk. Jules.
Sorry, I'm just tweeting someone.
I noticed.
It's Annette, actually. She's being very disruptive.
Are you tweeting each other?
She keeps tweeting me about your wardrobe.
Are you playing tweet ping pong?
Yeah, what, no, she's
Black Tuesday.
Yeah, she's giving me the wardrobe.
She's started as well now.
Appraisal, yeah.
I knew it was a mistake to get you two
I'm
on the same
the
show.
Glasses.
I really knew it was. It's like watching a pair of bookends anyway.
What colour are the glasses?
Black.
Seem to go with the outfit.
Yeah.
The mood.
I actually wondered whether he was off to a funeral or something afterwards. You know, you just.
I'll tell you what, you two keep up like this, and I could well be.
I've never seen him in black.
Yeah, but he's
I've had
really
a tweet.
Miserable as well, isn't he?
Is he?
Don't you think so?
No, I thought it was quite chirpy when I came in, but I did make him a ginger tea. You see, you just drift in late, Annette.
Always.
Yeah, so that would make him grumps.
Entrance.
But I thought, I thought he was quite jovial this morning.
Right, enough of that nonsense. Can we get on with doing some show here?
Kent Business. There's something making me cough in here.
Yeah.
I think it's Laura, actually. Kent Business ran a very successful series of Women in Business luncheons each quarter, and it's a fantastic way of meeting some new business contacts. You will hear a wide range of speakers covering all areas of business who will share not only their stories and experience, but give an insight into what worked for them and what didn't work for them, and more importantly, what you can take away and apply to in your business. We hope to see you at the next luncheon. It's the 24th of March, they say, Bridgewood Manor in Rochester, 11:15 to 2:30 p.m. It's £29, 50 plus VAT, and it includes a two-course lunch and two fantastic speakers. Go on to kentwomeninbusiness.co.uk/book-your-place. So that's 24th of March. Sorry about my cough, listener. Yeah. I can't help it.
You can book a free and impartial money advice session with my money expert, Jack Neal. Okay. If you want free, simple advice about your finances, book a free, impartial money advice session with a my money expert to discuss all your financial matters in the strictest confidence, whether you're talking about budgeting for long or short term, retirement planning, state benefits and tax, saving and borrowing, a mortgage, redundancy, business finance, insurance and protection. There's no selling, no jargon, just the information and the facts. The workshops are taking place on the 2nd of March from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Fruitworks in Canterbury. That's a community workspace in Canterbury, 77 Stour Street. Or you can follow Jack on the Twitter, and his Twitter handle is Jack, the number zero, Neal, N-E-A-L-E. Jack, zero, Neal on the Twitter. His company is My Money, M-Y-M-N-Y, My Money, and it's a free workshop day on the 2nd of March. So do check that out. You can actually book it by going to fruitworks.co/events/free-my-money-advice. So that's fruitworks.co/events.
Do you know, that sounds really, really good. What was the date of that?
2nd of March.
Because I was watching Martin Lewis last night on telly. I just caught him. It was amazing.
He Money Supermarket.
Yeah, he was saving people, you know, 400 or 500 quids. Yeah. Just for changing this, that and the other. And it was very interesting. My only thing is, I don't know if it's my age, everything's so fast. And they go, you know, and I'm thinking, hang on a minute. You know, he's going co-op to Halifax. But the good thing is you can pause your telly. So I was pausing to write stuff down.
Right.
But I have a bit of a bug about people that gabble and go too fast. We don't do that, do we, darling? We don't do that. We don't gabble and go too fast.
Do you not?
Do we? I think we're known for being, you know, placid and easygoing and sweet on this show.
I apologise in advance, by the way.
Do you gabble, Mark?
I do.
Do you?
I'm a gabbler.
But we'll make you slow down.
Okay. We'll turn his mic off, won't we?
Yeah. We'll hitch him to the chair. Or
absolutely, yeah. We've had a tweet from Alison Palmer of the FSB Kent.
We love her.
And she just says, "Hi, Paul. We are really proud to sponsor the Business Bunker Show." So thank you for that.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Business Community Breakfast, it's in February and beyond. And they say, "Dear friends," this is the lovely Colin Brown, "having failed to find anyone who was able to attend the January meeting, which I couldn't be at, and not having heard from anyone," oh, he sounds quite lonely, "since my pre-Christmas mail out, I'm wondering if it's time to wind up Business Community Breakfast." Oh, that's really sad. "Ken and I will be at the Honourable Pilot on Thursday the 9th of February at 7:30 a.m. to talk about it over breakfast. If you have any views or suggestions, please join us then or message me beforehand at the address below." I'm going to read this out, listener, in a minute. "If you can't make it but would like to contribute," this is from Colin Brown. So this is quite sad. So I'm going to read out his email, colin@businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk. If you want this Business Community Breakfast to continue, then please muster up some time and get in touch with Colin Brown, colin@businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk. They'll be at the Honourable Pilot on Thursday the 9th of Feb, so that's this week, 7:30 a.m. for breakfast. I know that there are so many networks, aren't there, out there, Paul? Mm. And I know with Kent, the Slope of Friday, I refused to have one in January because I just thought we needed a break. Everybody did. And some people took umbrage about me not doing one in February, in January. Mm. But I think it was the right decision.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you get a hardcore people that like particular events, and that's lovely, and it's great to have loyal support, but you can only do so many events,
can't
you?
There's so many.
Yeah. How about this?
How about it?
Your perfectly packaged Valentine's celebration.
Ooh.
Wait for it. The Aphrodisiac Workshop.
Ooh.
Ooh.
It's a bit risque.
Yeah. Delight your senses in an indulgent truffle-making workshop. the 11th of February, 12 to 2pm and 3 to 5pm. It's only 35 quid a person. And if you book before the 6th of February, so you're too late, you save 10 quid. But we did read this last week as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also a pre-Valentine's party, dance to our DJ's old-fashioned tunes with canapes and bubbly on the 11th of February, 6:30pm onwards.
Oh, so it's a sort of a pre-Valentine's to get you in the mood.
It is indeed. It's 20, I'm building up to it. Wait for it. I'm building
you
up to it.
Have a row, though, on the 11th.
I'm building up to it. £20 a person. And then there's the full Monty Valentine's Day package.
Yeah.
Share a five-course meal, an overnight stay.
Oh.
And romantic luxuries. Yeah. On the 14th of February. And that's there is a dinner only option for that, so you don't have to stay. So if you do fall out, you can go home.
Yeah.
And all of that is taking place at the Donington Manor Hotel at Riverhead near Sevenoaks. And you can call to reserve any of those packages by calling Sevenoaks 01732 462 681. That's Sevenoaks 462 681. Or you can go to their special website for the event, which is valentines@donningtonmanor.co.uk, and that's valentines@donningtonmanor.co.uk.
I kind of like that idea, because you get the run up to it, don't you? And then you get the dinner, and then hopefully you don't fall out, and then you've got the room. So it's all quite, yeah, they thought it out. And truffles as well.
I have no idea what she's talking about.
So it's making your own truffles, wasn't it? Are you going to go?
It was a truffles workshop. No, I'm not.
Yeah, but there's two types of truffle, isn't there? There's the one that you...
There's a mushroom type truffle.
There's a little pig's one that
No, it's not that type of truffle.
The dogs.
Yeah.
Grated on mushrooms.
Yeah, exactly. I think... Do you want to read one more tweet and
I'd
then we'll
to.
Play our pre-recorded interview? What do you reckon?
I'm going to read an email just to annoy you. So
just
the Garrison the Garrison Artillery volunteers will once again join the prestigious lineup for this year's...
Prestigious.
Prestigious. How do you say it then?
Prestigious.
How do you say it?
Prestigious.
Say Mercedes.
Go on, get on with it. Prestigious.
You interrupted.
Yeah.
Lineup. I'm being on my best behaviour.
Ah.
Prestigious lineup this year's Leeds Castle Classical Concert on Saturday the 8th of July. Three-second World War, 25-pounder guns fire will with a single salvo. This is difficult. A single salvo. What's a salvo?
Oh, just read
it. I want to know what a salvo is.
Well,
You don't know.
I do know what a salvo is.
Can you Google
is?
It, please? To open the event and will be accompanied by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, nonetheless, in the concert finale of the 1812 Overture and the National Anthem. The Garrison Artillery Volunteers are a volunteer group of historians whose passion is the Royal Regiment of Artillery. The Garrison Artillery Volunteers are intensely proud of their record of performing at many important events, including taking part in a parade in period vehicles to mark the 300th anniversary of the Royal Artillery. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. So firing their guns in Belgium and Holland to mark the anniversary of Arnhem and firing the royal salute for the Queen on her arrival in Jersey when she visited the island to commemorate its liberation. So... For more details, you want to book this by the 28th of February, they say, please, and benefit from tickets priced at £37 for picnic style and £48 for seated. Go to leedscastleconcert.co.uk to book tickets, and please tell me when you know what a single salvo is.
A salvo?
Is it like a volley?
No, it's a simultaneous discharge.
Oh, well, can't you go to the chemist about that?
I knew. That's why I avoided answering her.
You know me too well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have we got any tunage? Or,
no, we've not got... See, she's not paid attention at all, has she?
No tunage at all.
It's like working with your mum. It really is.
What? Oh, you wouldn't want to work with my mum. You've met Ruth.
I will happily work with Ruth.
Really?
It's you that I've got a problem with.
Are we not having having tunage.
No, we're not having a tunage because I've got a pre-recorded interview from the Video Impact
Lovely
Summit
hacks.
Last Friday with Hacks and Paul Bear. So let's have a listen to this.
Let's do that.
This is Paul Andrews reporting for the Outside Broadcast Unit and the Business Bunker Show. And I'm here at the Video Impact Summit at the Eastgate Hall in Northfield. And I'm joined by Paul Blair. Good afternoon, Paul. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm really well, thank you. Now, you're one of the organisers of this event.
Yeah, this is the second event we've run. Fantastic response from people, even though it's a subject that a lot of people can't quite get their heads around yet. You know, marketing with video and promoting themselves with video is something that people are struggling with.
Absolutely they are. And it's funny, isn't it? Because it really is taking off. You know, people are doing Periscope and Facebook Live and all kinds of things, and we've now all got these flashy smartphones that does this kind of stuff. And I think we all kind of want to do something, but we're never too sure what.
Yeah, it's fascinating to see how the younger generation, and my children in particular, 6 and 9 years old, are happy in front of a camera. They're happy recording themselves. Not only that, my six-year-old wants her own YouTube channel. Yet here we are as grown-ups with a real message to deliver, and we fear getting in front of the camera and doing it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've got to say, for me, it's something that I hated doing. And I'm trying to get into it, and I'm pushing myself, and I'm getting better and better and better. And I've got to say, after a while, nobody cares how you look. It's all about what you're doing and what you deliver and what you give to them.
Absolutely is. Well, it's been a fabulous day so far. I really enjoyed it. We've had some brilliant speakers. Tell us a little bit about your organisation, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, Spartan Retail Group, we run a number of businesses. We have online learning. We obviously do events and speaking like this. But primarily, we're business coaches. We have worked with the Growth Accelerator Programme with the government, helping small businesses improve. So I've worked on that for many years. But we're all about generating a better environment for your staff and creating a better proposition for your customers.
That's fantastic. If people want to find out more about you, how can they do that? You got a website?
Yeah, it's a couple of websites. You can try find me on Facebook. It's probably the best way. Spartan Retail Groups on Facebook. Or we've also got, if you're interested, we've got an automotive business, which is Spartan Retail Support. But we do look after various different bits and pieces. So find us on Facebook. Anything with the Spartan logo, you'll find us. Retail group, retail support, or online learning.
Fantastic. Paul, thank you very much indeed. And we're looking forward to the rest of today's programme. I'm now joined by Mike Hacker, affectionately known as Hacks. Hello, Hacks.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Very excited for today.
It's been really good so far. We've had three great speakers so far.
Good.
And you.
Well, I'm to come yet, but you've got to make your own opinion. But yeah, it's all about educating the business owner to understand how powerful video is, but also how to overcome and become more effectual, because there's so much content that's being produced. The only way that anybody's going to get noticed is to stand above the crowd, or as David Shaw said earlier, is the cream has to go to the top.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I was saying to Paul earlier, with our smartphones and all the rest of it, and Facebook Live and Periscope and all that, we're all having a little dabble these days, but some of it's a bit, you know.
Well, exactly. But it's all practice. Everybody practice. I say, just get out there and practice. Even if you're not broadcasting, just use your camera on your phone or whatever just to practice and get used to seeing yourself in front of the camera. It's a process. And after a while, I say 20 times, and you start to get relaxed about it. And that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Now, you're one of the organisers of today, and it's been fantastic so far. We've had great speakers. It's been a really good turnout. Are you pleased with it?
I'm very pleased. I'm very pleased. It's an educative process. I want business to take value away. That's a really important thing.
Yeah, absolutely. If people want to find out more about you, Hacks, and your business, how can they do that?
Well, I have a website called Hacks Media, and that's hacksmedia.com. My email is hacks@hacksmedia.com, H-A-X, that is. And, just email me or, visit the website. There's plenty of forms on the website.
Fabulous. Looking forward to the rest of the day, and we'll talk to you again later.
Thank you very much, Paul. And can I just say one thing? I'd like to thank you very much indeed for your endorsement. It really is great value to us.
Oh, that's a pleasure. Absolute pleasure. It's a pleasure to work with you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Rift Accounting. Safety in numbers. Riftaccounting.com.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Do you need suppliers you can trust for your Kent business? Get a quote today at supplymybusiness.co.uk. ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio and Channel Radio on this Tuesday, the 7th of February. We're me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
I'm enjoying the cakes, actually.
We've all been tucking into Laura's birthday cupcakes while we were listening to Hacks and Paul there. So
that was a really good interview. Yeah. I was wondering your voice sounded a bit croaky. When you had man flu?
I've been dying, love. I've been dying for months now.
I know. My new husband's had this. He got back from Chicago off the red eye. Did you read my tweet about what BA did?
I did indeed. Yeah.
I couldn't believe BA gave him, they woke him up at 4:20 in the morning on the red eye from Chicago and
told him to stop coughing.
Proffered him for breakfast a Nutri-Grain bar. I mean, really, come on. And they didn't land till 7:10, so 2 hours before they woke him up for a Nutri-Grain bar. So he came staggering home. He had to go straight to work, and of course I rustled him up some lovely breakfast.
Of course you did.
Yeah. Yeah. Mushrooms.
Yeah.
Poached eggs.
Yeah.
Sweet potato.
Yeah. Roast duck.
A couple of bits of bacon.
Wild boar.
A couple of hogs.
Yeah. Cow.
But I did have to tweet. I took umbrage. How can you... What happened to British Airways? Our flag... They used to be our flagship. You and I are the only old people that can remember what BA used to be like. They were flagship, weren't they?
Something like that.
I mean, to give you a Nutri-Grain bar.
I know. Terrible.
Yeah, I was shocked.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. Anyway, enough of that. Let's crack on, because we've got loads to get through.
Yes.
And we can't catch up with all of your grips and gripes and...
I want to tell you about someone I met.
Here we go.
It's Mark B at World Pay, and he came to my Slopoff, and he's lovely, and he wants to be a guest on your show, of course.
Sure.
I said I'll wheedle him in.
Yeah.
But he does car payments for small... Do you know...
Yeah, WorldPay. Yeah, I actually use WorldPay.
So he's very, very interesting. Mm. So I'll pass him on to you guys later on.
Did you hear what I just said?
No.
I'm actually a customer of WorldPay.
Are you?
I use WorldPay.
For what?
Jobs in Kent.
Okay, that's good. Very good. Well, I shall introduce you.
Good. I've had a tweet from Dandelion Social.
What are they saying?
Dandelion SM on the Twitter. Can you join us in support of Friends of Wisdom at our charity auction with our charity auctioneer, Vanilla Web, that'll be me, on the 22nd of February. Limited tickets are available. They have given me a shortened link for that. The best thing to do is to follow them on the Twitter and find the link, which is DandelionSM is their Twitter handle. Jules.
Right. It's Annette again. She keeps tweeting me about your black. The Muesli Mafia, that big... mafia team that networks in Medway somewhere, I think they are. Join us for one of the largest and most successful networking events in Kent and help us make the Muesli Mafia breakfast a great success. Perhaps they should be telling British Airways. With an excellent surprise guest speaker, who is it, we wonder, plenty of networking and a full English breakfast. It's the 9th of February in Ashford and the 23rd of February in Tunbridge Wells, 7:30 to 9:30. Go on to kentinvictorchamber.co.uk or indeed kentbusinessradio.co.uk for more details.
Cool, thank you. We've had a tweet from FMRC, FMRC underscore inquiries, their Twitter handle.
Are they new?
No, they've tweeted a few times since you were last on.
Okay.
And they say, Vanilla Web, could we have a Business Bunker shout out, please, for our Fraud Management Resource Centre?
That sounds very interesting.
Yeah. There's no more details, so you're going to have to follow them on the Twitter. FMRC underscore inquiry.
Fraud management. So do you think that's online fraud or what do you think? Or everything?
I think it's everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Another potential Business Bunker guest. There's a networking breakfast with Sally Marshall. This network breakfast is perfect for new and small businesses, they say. And also for sole traders. And established businesses. Are you going to heckle me throughout the show?
Yeah.
About my pronunciation of everything today?
Yeah, absolutely I am.
I've obviously got rusty, you know.
I've told you.
Little cogs.
Reducing your workload to once a month is not going to cut it.
There are opportunities to share your business, Paul Andrews, over a light breakfast. That always worries me.
Nutri-bar then.
Limited space is booked now. So on the 17th of February, they're going to be talking about the 7 steps to a successful business. And then on the 17th of March, they're going to say, ask, what is your strategy to achieve your vision? 8:30 to 10 a.m. And it's kentinvictorchamber.co.uk.
Cool. We've asked for a tweet out from HR Services and Support, the lovely Fiona Stevens HR. Can I have a shout out on your show, please? Business Bunker. HR, organisational development and strategy. And that's Fiona Stevens with a PH. Fiona Stevens HR on the Twitter. Fruitworks have forwarded me something to read out from the Canterbury Business Improvement District. Canterbury BID on the Twitter. They have a cyber security training this Thursday, the 9th of February, from 5 to 7pm. And that is at Fruitworks, 77 Stour Street in Canterbury. And if you want to reserve a place there, you can email them at events@canterburybid.co.uk. So that's this Thursday, 9th of February, a cyber security workshop at Fruitworks.
Well, that sounds like an essential for anyone that's got a business. Realia Marketing have a leading integrated... They are a leading integrated B2B marketing agency, and they're delighted to announce today that it's been appointed by Project Centre, a multi-award-winning design and engineering consultancy, to define its brand proposition, marketing strategy and new website. So well done, guys. They say Project Centre offer an end-to-end planning, design and engineering solution for public realm and private clients looking to create exceptional spaces and places. In many high-profile projects, including the redesign of Exhibition Road in South Kent and design and delivery of innovative and award-winning Mini Holland projects in Waltham Forest, E17, to you.
Were they a boy band?
Yeah, they were. They're probably not boys anymore.
No, they're probably
not. I was saying that with my new husband about, I think it was a Cat Stevens song, and I was saying, oh, Boyzone crucified that song. What was the one? You'll think of it. Yeah. And he said, but they're not a boy band anymore. They're probably, and I said, they're probably about 40
yeah.
or 50 or 80.
Or worse. Yeah.
Maybe.
Talking of which, I saw Les McEwen. Was back on tour the other
day.
Bay City Rollers. So that's nearer 70 than 40.
Well, of course, he can roll on, though.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be so bad. In his tartan.
He was.
You saw him live?
No. I saw it on Twitter or somewhere. He was doing a concert somewhere.
Really?
And there were some pictures, and he was in tartan and all the rest of it. Yeah.
That's lovely. With a little tartan rug over his knees.
Exactly. Do you know what we're going to do now?
I'm going to eat cake.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome, for the very first time onto the Business Bunker Show, our first studio guest of the day, the absolutely delightful Laura Napper. Good afternoon, Laura.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us. Happy birthday for Thursday.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for the cupcakes and the bog brush. I don't think I've ever had such a combination of presents before.
The gift that keeps giving.
Exactly, yeah, absolutely. Got it sorted every which way with that, haven't you, really? Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to talk to you about your business, obviously, Tenterton Twilight. But, of course, you're a bit notorious and famous, really, for a little Twitter handle that you have, aren't you?
I am, yes. I'm better known as the Lady of the Loos at Tenterton's Loos.
Tenterton Toilets.
Yes.
Tell us about that. God, let's start with that. Let's get that out of the way first.
Well, we started our company, Tenterton Twilight, based on we were going for the toilet tender.
Right, okay.
That's how it began.
This stuff isn't easy to say, is it?
Toilet tender.
Tenterton Toilet Tenders.
that is it, really. I was looking for some work,
right.
And I got in touch with the council and said, oh, do you need any cleaners?
Do you love cleaning?
I do enjoy cleaning, yes. And they said to me, no, we're very happy with our cleaner, thank you, but we have just put out the tender for the toilets. So really, the business was born from there.
So for those of you that don't know Tenterton, which is almost everybody that's a listener, I guess, how many sets of toilets in Tenterton do you look after? You look after the recreation ground,
yes,
and Station Road?
Station Road,
yep.
And St Michael's.
And St Michael's, mm-hmm. Right, so you've got the lot.
Three Lose Laura.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd think that she was that close to my house. She'd pop in and give mine a once over as well, wouldn't you, really?
Well, you've got your very own toilet brush, so...
I have now. Yeah. I do my own now, yeah.
I'm sure I can train you.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you can. I'm not doing this eucalyptus nonsense.
I'm a strong leader.
Yes, oh, are you?
Yeah, I definitely am.
Eucalyptus is lovely. I shall get Laura some.
Yeah, okay.
She will vouch for that. So out of your three loos, do you have a favourite?
Yes, I do, actually. It's definitely the recreation ground.
It is, isn't it? Because it's next to Zappa's kebab van.
It's next to the kebab van.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is very well known in Tenterden.
Yeah.
And
it's handy. Yeah. And I was saying the other day now that the loos there are so clean that if the weather's inclement, when I'm queuing up for me kebab, I quite often pop into the loo and eat my kebab.
You put the seat down first.
Yeah, put the seat down, sit down, eat me chili kebab.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Seats are always down. They're always ready for action.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Have you got, I was just thinking how many times I've been locked in toilets. I have
really?
Actually. Yeah, I get locked in toilets a lot.
Really?
And my father-in-law got locked in a toilet on a beach once in Madeira in Valencia. And he was in there for hours going, help, help, help someone, you know. Mm. And we didn't miss him. You know, we were having a meal and we were drinking and that.
As you would, yeah.
And my mother, who's 86, when she was about 50, she got locked in a loo in a hotel. And she had to climb over, sling her handbag over and somehow climb over the side. So do you have any weird stories like that, or has this not happened to you yet, Laura?
No, I've never been locked in a toilet against my will, no.
Do you check the locks?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, don't we all?
Do you get a lot of, what about graffiti problems and I suppose Tenterden's quite posh though, isn't it?
Yeah, in all seriousness, yeah, we have suffered in the past, but the more consistent we've been, a bit like the broken window effect, you know, we clean things up.
Zero tolerance.
Well, since you banned Paul Andrews.
Yeah, since Paul Andrews has been banned from there.
Yeah,
it's got better.
Yeah, much better. But also, I've been very lucky. I've had a really, really supportive council behind me as well. Mm.
So do you see that are you going to expand across Kent? Or?
Well, we already have. We already do take care of other toilets and other councils. So that's fabulous.
So where are you looking after these days then, Laura?
Well, we do go out as far as Goudhurst.
Right.
But we have looked at other toilets as well. Mm. So there are a few things in the pipeline, hopefully.
Right.
Pipeline, that is.
You don't do the ones in Sissinghurst?
No, I'm afraid I don't. No, are they good?
I noticed. No, they're horrible. That's why I asked.
Right, okay. I'll get in touch with Sissinghurst.
Yeah, they're Tunbridge Wells Council. I would, because they're horrible.
Yes, I will. Yeah. I do know them over there, so I will get in touch.
Yeah, but, tell them I said I sent you, and they need their toilet sorting out. So tell us about Tenterden Twilights as a business. What inspired you to start it? When did you start it? And what's the aim with it?
Okay, like I said, it was born purely because of the toilets and...
But what made you want to do that? Was it you didn't like the state of the toilets or...?
I didn't, no. I'd been in there a few times. It was a bit unsavoury. Mm. I've always grown up with the ethos that if a restaurant's toilets are dirty, then probably you wouldn't want to eat there. Mm.
Mm. Exactly.
Obviously, I do like cleaning. I have cleaned before in the past. Mm. And... I don't know. I think I'm at a point in my life where the children have grown up slightly and I was ready to take on more challenges and responsibility. Yeah. And it just came along at the right time.
You saw it as a business opportunity?
I saw it as an opportunity. I took a risk starting a business before I'd won the tender, but there you go. I think I'm having a bit of a midlife crisis and that's okay.
Yeah.
Long may it continue. So.
Sure. So remind me again, when did you start?
We started 18 months ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool.
What about staff? Do you employ staff? Are you doing it all yourself?
Yeah, no, I was doing it all myself in the early days.
Yeah.
Now I have two other people working with me, one of which is full time. And yeah, we get along really well. I mean, we've got to love our work, and we do love our work. It makes such a huge difference.
Because presumably you're having to go out in the evenings and stuff.
Yes, we
as well.
Do. We go
Twilight.
Out.
Twilight.
Hence. To Twilight.
It's in the name, that's right. It's very early and very late.
Mm. And then you loll about in the day.
Yeah, good. Hopefully. No, not really. I'm too busy for that too. So
do you take, you've got a little van, then you take all your buckets and your Jay's fluid and all that with you?
Yeah, we have cupboards. We leave a lot of things on site. I don't really need to take much equipment round with me. It's already there.
Right.
But I am getting myself a van in the next month, so look out for that.
Right.
We've just had new branding done. We're being rebranded.
Wow.
And our website should be up and running in the next month.
Fantastic.
So it's very exciting times for us.
Yeah, and it's always good to hear about our new business that's establishing itself, taking off and growing. And it's fantastic. And I really do empathise with you where you say you kind of spotted an opportunity to do this and kind of seized the day, really in a big risk way because you didn't have any work.
Yeah, it was a big risk. But, you know, I had nothing to lose. It wasn't a big investment on my part. It didn't cost me anything.
It's a deodorant and a duster.
It cost me my time.
Right.
I put a lot of time into putting the tender together. Mm. I'd never done that before.
Sure.
But no, I had nothing to lose. That was the main thing.
To lose.
Yeah,
to lose. Yeah.
There's actually a restaurant somewhere in Kent, I can't remember where it is, called To Lose, because it used to be To Lose.
Right, okay.
Which I thought was quite funny. You were telling me you were in the local papers. Tell us about that.
In the early days, we made it into the papers for starting Twitter for the toilets at Tenterden's Lose. And we had quite a lot of attention for that. That was really good because it just put the message out there that hashtag beautifully clean, as always. And that was really good. But this week, in the lead up to coming on the show, I wanted to have a little something else to talk about. So I thought I'm going to put it out there and ask people if they had the choice, what music would they listen to whilst in the toilet?
Right, okay.
On the toilet, in the toilets, okay?
Right.
Eating kebabs or whatever it is.
Whatever you're doing, okay, got it.
Enjoyment.
So are the results in?
The results are in.
Right, okay.
They've been verified and counted.
Right.
Okay. We had the first choice was hip-hop, Chance the Rapper. That came in last with 11%. We had classic Hans Zimmer, which is fabulous, which is totally my choice as well. I didn't manipulate it in any way, but that did come joint first with Rock and Roll The Doors at 32%. Second place was jazz, which was Miles Davis, which I'm quite indifferent about, the jazz and the hip hop, if I'm honest. They're not my cup of tea.
So they're not really toilety. I thought you were going to get sort of windy.
Handel's Water Music or something.
Or Earth, Wind and Fire. So that's where my mind was going.
Yours is in the gutter, Jules.
Yeah,
isn't
sorry,
to be honest.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure off air we can think of a lot more, can't we, Paul?
So what are we going to hear when we hit the toilets next? What are we going to be regaled with?
Well, that depends. If I'm in there, then me and my team like to work with Spotify, so it's whoever's turn it is to put on some way out there tunes or 80s or soul.
Cool. So. Okay. Yeah. Chain Reaction. we can pun all day with this.
Yeah, we've gone a bit. I've gone a bit quiet because my brain is thinking now.
Your brain's gone. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's thinking, Paul Andrews, because I haven't had any caffeine today either, apart from the chocolate.
Being a little bit sensible for no good reason. What are your plans for the business? Are you thinking about expanding beyond loo cleaning?
I have expanded beyond loo cleaning. Mm. We clean offices and shops and halls, and we've done builders' cleans. There's not a whole lot we won't do.
Right. Mm. You'll clean anything that's dirty, basically.
Yes.
Cool.
I'm thinking of kitchens as well. You know, all the restaurant people I know, you know, cleaning proper kitchens is tough.
Yeah.
To get them really, really clean if they're having an inspection as well.
Yeah.
Who's tinging?
It's me and I can't think why.
So expanding across Kent, staff and toilets. Love it. And you eating a kebab in the toilet.
It's clean.
Do people, you say you leave stuff on the premises, so can you lock it up? People don't try and break the lock and steal things? Because people steal loo rolls, don't they, and all sorts?
Yes, they do. Yeah, we did have a little spat of toilet roll theft.
Why would you steal a toilet roll?
I don't know. I did stop asking myself why, because you do find things sometimes. But overall, the behaviour is so much better. So.
Since Paul was banned.
I mean, normally with things like that, it's kids, isn't it? And then they chuck the toilet roll just because it's funny.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
They wet it and throw it on the ceiling, that sort of thing. It's all banter down at the bogs. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's because they can't afford a kebab. That's why.
And have you got the hand dryers or do you have a roll?
We have hand dryers.
Very, very avant-garde.
Yeah.
Mm.
Funnily enough, we're in the process of building toilets in Fruitworks at the moment. We're building a disabled toilet there, so I've just ordered 4 hand dryers.
Very good. Can you get grants for disabled toilets?
No.
Now, I saw Wheelers is a very interesting place in Whitstable. They've just done a disabled loo, and they've been really clever. So because it's a really small space, a lot of businesses are put off doing disabled loos because you've got to have a disabled loo that and they have to be big. Mm. So they've just made one great big loo, which is disabled, but everyone uses it.
Yeah, same for us.
And that's been really, really good. I love that idea.
Yeah, we've done the same.
Better, of course.
Yeah, we have other toilets in the building, but they're all upstairs, so for a disabled loo, that's useless. So we've converted one downstairs to multi-purpose. It's a disabled loo, but it's also baby changing.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's the right thing to do. Mm. I know Goudhurst have recently had baby changing put in both the men and women's, which is... It's good.
Well, that's very avant-garde.
Yeah, I think so. I think you need to be these days.
Yeah,
When I was in Singapore, I was amazed how clean everything is. Obviously, you can't even chew gum there.
Yeah. Well, there is a death threat if you drop gum in there because it's illegal.
I came off the plane chewing gum, completely forgot. And my new husband dispatched me to the toilet immediately in the airport. Because, you know, you've been on an all-night, thought my breath would be a bit bearish, you know. So I was chewing gum and he said, Jules, quick, you know, and went and spat it out. But the loos there, they have the squatting one and they have a little picture of a squatting.
Her favourite. This is her favourite subject, this is.
And then they have a sort of a disabledy one.
Yeah.
They have a little bent-over person, a bit like Paul Andrews, you know, that sort of picture. And then they have a nice, pretty lady one. I'll have to tweet them to you because when I went to Singapore, I did it because my memory is always off my phone. I have to take all my pictures.
Yeah, I could take the toilets global.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. You would love Singapore toilets.
A nice location, if you please.
Yeah, yeah. There's one loo in Margate I go to. Sorry to interrupt. One loo in Margate
interrupt.
I go
can
to.
Get a word in edgewise.
It's actually where we're going to do the next Slowpoil.
Can get a sheet of toilet paper in this conversation.
The next Slowpoil Friday, which is March the 7th, or it might be March the 3rd. It's a Friday. First Friday of the month, anyway. And the place we're going to is the Pie Minister. And he's made these amazing homemade pies, which is why we're going. But his loo doesn't even have you can't close the door, which is really weird. And I made my new husband stand outside and guard me because I just couldn't pee with the door
that's
open.
It's quite offensive, isn't it?
It is quite weird. But I kind of like the quirkiness of it and, you know.
I'm not even going to go there. I'm just going to go straight on past that.
I would.
So, Laura, just to kind of wrap up on talking to you about your fabulous business and what you've started here. You're doing office contracts and other kinds of cleaning contracts as well. For you now as a business, is that the main direction that you're growing in?
No, I think toilets is where our heart
is. That's your special subject.
I love what I do. I love what I do and going around as part of a team. But I will also quickly say that we also have been working closely with Kent County Council. And we've been taking... I've met with a few people for supported employment.
Right, OK.
And... we may be doing some work experience with some people.
Oh, sweet.
So
is that with Mark Parran and the team?
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes, yeah. I came to one of your events
there.
Oh,
you did, didn't
that's
you?
Right.
Yes, you did.
And that's exciting. Hopefully in the next few weeks I might meet a couple of people from there. But overall, I'd like to build a fleet of cleaners so we go around together
and
we take care of whatever comes up, really, with the business.
Have a big minibus full of you.
Well, this is it. This is it. We like to work together. We like to be a team and we like to keep it cheery and cheerful. And I think that's the right thing.
And have your Spotify on while you're doing it.
And have fun while you do it. That's
absolutely.
Right.
There's
nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely. Why not? Laura, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. If people want to find out more about Tenterton Toilets, Tenterton Twilight, what you do, what's the best way to do that? You've got a brand new website coming on.
Well, we've got a new website coming, but it's not up yet. So I'd say come find me on Twitter. We can be found at Tenterton TWCC or at Tenterton's Loos.
Right. Tenterton's Loos or Tenterton TWCC. Do check them out and then you'll see when the website goes live and you can check out there.
Yeah.
Laura, thank you so much for that.
Thank you very much.
It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Happy birthday for Thursday.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the cupcakes. I've eaten two already and I keep looking at them out of the corner of my eye. They are absolutely delicious.
I've licked the chocolate cream off the top, but I'm saving mine till I haven't got to read anything in case I cough.
Yeah, absolutely. But for the moment, Laura Napper, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cheers. Right. I've had an email from Gillingham Football Club.
Are you playing for them now?
No. They say they've got one platinum sponsorship opportunity left this season. It's the last chance to become a match day platinum sponsor for this season. We have one game left available, which is versus Port Vale on the 11th of February, 3 p.m. kickoff time. It's just £700 for four guests, and you will get full advertising package, including a full page ad in the match programme, top class hospitality in the club ballroom with club officials, a gourmet meal, which includes beer and wine, a stadium tour, commemorative photo on the pitch with club captains and referees, a chance to choose the man of the match, a signed framed shirt presented by your chosen man of the match, a social media coverage before and after the game. If you'd like to book this game, simply email James Knott, who's the sales manager, and James's email address is jknott@priestfield.com, or you can follow them on the Twitter @GFC_commercial. @GFC_commercial.
There's a networking afternoon tea new to the chamber. It's afternoon tea in sunny Margate. Come along and join us, they say, for an afternoon tea in the sunshine overlooking the seaside. A selection of sandwiches, cakes, scones, all served with tea and coffee. It's a perfect way to kick off spring. It's on the 22nd of February. It's at 1:30 to 3 o'clock. Now, they don't say where, but you can find out on kentinvictorchamber.co.uk, afternoon tea, 22nd of February in Margate, or indeed on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. I might go to that.
Thank you for that. I had a tweet from Cars from Kent that says, "Hey, Jill Sirkin. Hey, Vanilla Web. Can we have a Business Bunker shout-out, please? Buy or sell your car locally. Carsfromkent.com. And that's cheers, M."
Now, I wonder what their car of the week is. I'm sure M will tell us.
Mitch, I don't know.
Is that EM or M for Mitch?
M for Mitch.
I wonder. He often sends me a picture of something gorgeous.
Okay.
The Networkers Networking event. It's organised by Butterflies and Dreams Events, supported by the Business Bunker Radio Show and Telcare Limited, set in the stunning location of Eastwell Manor in Ashford. I love Eastwell Manor. Thursday the 16th of February, 9:30 to 3, and we look forward to welcoming you, they say, to the first event. This event is suitable for three types of people.
Do you know three?
It's only three types of people.
Boys, girls,
people who have
and others.
People who have only just started networking and are unsure where to go or how to do it effectively. People who network already but are frustrated because it's not working for them, so they think. And also serial networkers who love networking and don't want to miss a great networking opportunity. The four great speakers. Oh, gosh, guess who's number one?
Go on.
You.
Really?
Yeah. You're the keynote.
Am I?
Forgotten. Yeah.
Is it in my diary?
You better put it in your iPhone. Paul Andrews, he's going to be talking about collaboration and the power of networking.
Blimey.
I know that speech.
I'm looking forward to it.
One,
I wonder
though.
What I'm going to say.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, she's going to be talking about the pros and cons of serial networking. She's an amazing singer as well. I wonder if she'll sing a little song.
Mm.
Sarah Ann Lucas, Acca Bird, if it's not in your business plan, don't do it, she says. And Ali Harold, building your confidence to network effectively. So tickets are available, £15 attendance to the event with refreshment without lunch. £25 attendance to the event with refreshments and a buffet lunch. £45 VIP ticket attendance to the event, front row seats and a two-course meal with the speakers. So to book, go to butterfliesanddreamsevents.co.uk and it will be on Kent Business Radio.
Thank you. We've had a tweet from RS Virtual Assistant. Vanilla Web would love a shout-out on a Business Bunker, please. I provide virtual assistant support to self and traditionally published authors.
Oh,
and it says, have a fab day, have a fab show. Thank you very much. And she says, clear the fog, hire a virtual assistant. And her website is rsvirtualassistant.co.uk, or you can follow her on the Twitter @rsvirtualassist on the Twitter. I've had a tweet from Michael Parks, the surveyors over there in Medway, and they say, good afternoon, Vanilla Web. Please can we have a Business Bunker shout out? That's Michael Parks, surveyors based over there in Rochester.
I've been talking to party wall surveyors. Quite
MPSL,
quite
by the way, on the Twitter, their Twitter handle.
MPSL.
Sorry. MPSL.
Yeah, party wall surveyors. It's quite there's quite a thing now where people are...
Hold on, party walls.
Party wall surveyors, where the person next door, for example, is trying to build on my mum's... has said that they're taking down my mum's fence.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
She's got a lovely conservatory that she lives in all the time, and they want to build the side of their house where her fence is. And the council say it's a civil matter. Mm. Can you believe it? So I've had 4 months of angst.
Blimey, you're in a right stroppy mood today, isn't she? She's getting all of her complaints
in today,
isn't she?
I should be wearing black, shouldn't I,
really? Yeah, absolutely.
Hello to the Stove Hub. They say they're listening to Tenterton Lose, and they're definitely going to check out the Lose and the kebab, locally sourced kebab in Tenterton.
It is locally sourced. They rustle the sheep off the marsh.
And Andrea Barker's listening in. Andrea, BC coach, and she says hello. Quite an experience, the... washing loos in Japan, Laura. So perhaps we'll have to install some of them. You know, the ones that wash your bottom and dry it and everything. And who else? Oh, Denise Wilton is popping up. She's listening in. And the lovely Martin White is also listening in. And somebody else I saw.
Caroline and Liz, the Riverford sisters.
Oh, what have they said?
Business Bunker. We are the organic sisters. We love organic. Ugly lemons, they say. Ugly lemons. That's no way to talk about yourself, girls.
They are delivering. They've got their own popcorn, haven't they? So you can buy you get the corn on the cob and you make your own popcorn. And they've just got blood oranges in very short season, Paul Andrews. That's what you need. Vitamin C and zinc. You are looking a bit pasty, actually.
Blood oranges.
Yeah, blood oranges.
So that's Caroline and Liz, the organic sisters, Riverford_organic. Riverford_Kent. Do give them a follow.
They're very perky.
They deliver organic food boxes anywhere in the county.
Yeah, including your pantry. Staples.
They deliver my pantry.
Including into your pantry, they will fill it with staples.
Have you got a pantry? I haven't got a pantry.
No, I used to have it in my Victorian house, but now I have a modern house.
Yeah, I've got an Edwardian house now. It hasn't got a pantry.
Well, but your house probably would have had. You've probably knocked it out to make your great big kitchen you've got. Remember? Do you remember when I cleaned that table and I went into your outhouse and got some old cloth I found to scrub some old table?
Yeah, and then, the one I used to clean the toilet in the pool room, that one, yeah.
No, there were rat droppings in your outhouse, because you live in the country. And it's nothing to do with hygiene, this. No, he lives in the country.
Yeah.
And I remember, I'd had a few Proseccos by that time.
She'd had three bottles.
I put this cloth, because I did a lot of washing up as well, listening to his house. Honestly, I left it spotless, Laura. And I remember I got home and the next morning I woke up. I remembered I put this rat cloth that I'd been cleaning rat droppings with in under his sink. I thought, oh, no, he's going to use that, you know. So I actually phoned him up or tweeted him and said, don't use the cloth, dispose of it. Do you remember?
I remember that, actually. There wasn't much chance of me using it, though, was there, really?
Well, I could have poisoned you, though, or anything. Terrible.
You gave it a good try, didn't you?
Yeah, I tried.
I've had Sahota Newcomb Scott tweet us and they say, Vanilla Web, please can you give us a shout out for SNS Law? We're based in Maidstone. Thank you. So you follow them on the Twitter, SNS_law. That's Sahota Newcomb Scott, the lawyers based there in Maidstone.
And Dee Stringer's saying she's just finished a busy morning massaging for lymphoma. You know,
people that
have very puffy legs.
Or lymphoma even.
Yes, but puffy legs. So she's having a relax.
Is that a technical term? Hello, doctor. You got lymphoma. Now you got puffy legs, love.
They're sort of, you see it, very waterlogged, isn't it? Waterlogged legs.
Yeah, okay. I've had a tweet from Athel Bray, the training company, and they say, Vanilla Web Business Bunker, Paul, can we have a shout out? We have a 3-hour mental health awareness for managers course on the 29th of March. Places are available. If you want a book, please call 01-892-832-059. That's 01-892-832-059. Or you can follow Athel Bray on the Twitter. That's spelled A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E-L-T-D. Do give them a follow on the Twitter.
And the lovely Hacks filmmaker has obviously been listening into his fabulous interview, and he says, enjoying the banter, Jules Serkin, didn't say much about you. But then he says...
It's because I can't get a word in edgewise.
Toilet humour, all before lunch too, he exclaims. So, yeah, he's a bit shocked by your subject, Laura, really, before lunch.
Absolutely. I want to tell you about a few things coming up with ZC Social Media. Today, the 7th of February, is Safer Internet Day. And they have a blog post to promote this. What is Safer Internet Day? If you go to the ZC Social Media website, you can find all of their blog posts, but you can look at Safer Internet Day on that. We have ZC Live on Friday the 9th of June. That's an all-day conference from 8:30 till 3:30. And you can find out about it. Oh, the details aren't cast yet because it's quite a long way off. But zcsocialmedia.com/ZC Live to find out the details.
What's the diary date? When was it? June the...
Excuse me, June the 9th. Okay, Friday, so, June the 9th.
See that spray you've been spraying? It's made everybody cough.
There's a LinkedIn for Business workshop on Friday the 24th of March at 9:30 to 12:30. zcsocialmedia.com/LinkedIn. Or there's a ZC Social Media Academy on Wednesday the 22nd of February. And this one is free to attend. And you can find out all about it and book your place by going to zcsocialmedia.com/ZC Social Media Academy. Jules.
Women work. Friday.
Do they?
They do. Friday the 10th of March, the Assembly Hall Theatre in Tunbridge Wells. This is one not to miss. It's a full day of inspiration for women and the men who support them from all over Kent. And it will be taking place at the Assembly Hall Theatre in Tunbridge Wells in Kent on the 10th of March. This afternoon event is completely free and full of brilliant networking opportunities and workshops for women, mothers and daughters from every walk of life. Sounds amazing. Giving you the opportunity to be bold, be you and be heard, they say, in great big caps. Tickets for the evening event are £5 and all proceeds will be going to the Pickering Cancer Drop-In Centre. They'll be showcasing inspiring stories from the front line of life. Get your evening ticket by going to the assemblyhalltheatre.co.uk and then you'll find a / with women-work. You can go on their Facebook, which is facebook.com/womenworkevents. And then Twitter is Women Work of Events as well. And, of course, the lovely Paul Andrews will have uploaded it by now onto kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
I will. We've had a tweet from Victoria Jones, who is Hesketh Jones ED, Hesketh Jones ED on the Twitter. They are proofreaders. And she said, Vanilla Webb, we would love a business banker business bunker shout-out, please. Business bunker shout-out. So do give them a follow on the Twitter. Hesketh Jones ED is their Twitter handle. And
I'd quite like to be a proofreader because you could just curl up on a chaise longue, couldn't you, with a little cake and perhaps a little glass of something nice. And that would be great to be a proofreader.
I think Mark's impressed.
The responsibility, yes.
Yeah, no, I'm quite good at it. I'm very good at spotting typos. I'd love that, Mark.
Yeah.
Scary.
Shall I?
Yeah, we believe you.
Shall I nominate myself?
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, we're going to play some tunage. What do you reckon?
What we got? Is it something from the 80s?
It is, actually.
Really? Is it toiletish? Earth, Wind and Fire? I can hear something. Somebody
yeah, it's coming. Drums. It's coming.
Windy. Ah. It's Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
No.
It's something like that.
It's similar.
Yeah. It's Pet Shop Boys.
It is.
West End Girls.
It is.
Kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a man.